Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven 7:39 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 40 degrees, 740, 40 degrees. We love when the time and temperature aligns. It means it's going to be a good day. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
We are in the middle of our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. All we're asking for is a new unwrapped toy. You can donate it at any of the donation boxes around town. And those boxes are well wrapped with the Toys for Happiness flyer on the outside. Now, there are some other toy drives going on. It's okay. If you want to keep your toys local, you're all about being local. That's what we love right here. Keep them local, and your toy is going to go to, gosh, thousands of kids who needed a little extra pick-me-up this year. There's nothing wrong with that since we've started. But it was back in 1986. We helped 45 families in need at the last minute, and the community donated 300 toys. Fast forward to last year, 2022, 28,000 toys collected and given away to children in our community.
All right here.
We can't do it without those in our business community. And again, over the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear from many of them. Empire Pizza has been with us for a long time with this campaign. And we're always excited to have a conversation with Rose Shemileski. Good morning to you, Rose.
Good morning.
Morning.
You really are a friend of the show.
You really are.
Oh, thank you.
We're friends off the mic,
yes,
on the mic. And you guys just do a lot of good stuff at Empire Pizza besides providing some great pizza.
That's right. And wings.
And we're customers,
and
too, so we can say
that's
that.
Right.
And good customer service.
That's right. Okay. All of it.
But you're
all of it.
Industry where you're providing joy to people.
Yes. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to make you feel great. I mean, I know it's still a job at the end of the day, and you've got deadlines, and especially right now with Christmas happening, you probably have a lot of catering going on. And at times times will get tough, but I mean, you're providing joy. People love pizza, right? I mean, tops at most everyone's list of their favorite food.
Yeah. You know, I love being in the restaurant sometimes. So I go around to the different stores and stuff, but being able to be in there and then just see someone like so happy, or people that I know, and we get to talk and they say, oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
I do enjoy it. So.
So you've been part, Empire Pizza has been part of our Toys for Happiness campaign for, again, a long time.
Yeah, I believe we started, it was 2017 or 2018.
And what was it? I mean, I'm sure as a business, you probably get asked, right, to help with this or donate to this cause, and you do plenty in the community. But what was it about Toys for Happiness that you said, you know what, let's focus our efforts towards this campaign?
So they started Toys for Happiness before I was on this part of the team. So they had already started. But I do know that the owner does really like to support local and know that it's going in our community, and yeah,
it's helping those local kids who you probably have seen maybe even in and out of the restaurant.
Yeah. And, you know, I actually didn't know all about Toys for Happiness until last year when I got to go to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Alan was telling me about the difference between the different toy drives and why they started Toys for Happiness and how it stays local here in our community. And I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Mm. So then I jumped on board even more, you know, when I find something that I care about, then I'm like, okay, come on, we got
it. You sure did. Because I remember you brought the bears.
Remember,
because Toy Story.
They had a special s'more.
Yeah, like the fairy bears. I was thinking about that yesterday, was out there and we're all like smelling the bears.
That was great.
You had a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yes, we did. Yes.
Oh, Rose, that is a good one.
So I had a lot of fun shopping with Empire's Money. And getting stuff. So this year we are actually doing, if you bring in an unopened toy to the store, we'll give you $5 off $20 or more.
Oh.
So, you know, you could get a pizza and spend less than $20. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So that's all locations here?
Yes. All South Carolina locations.
Repeat that again, Rose.
Okay. So at all of our South Carolina locations, Rock Hill, Newport, Fort Mill, and Indianland, if you bring in an unwrapped, unopened toy for Toys for Happiness, we will give you $5 off $20 or more.
That is a great deal.
Is that if you take out too, or you have to eat in the restaurant? Dine in?
Dine in and take out, but you have to bring the toy.
All right. There you go. No excuses.
That really is a great deal.
That's awesome.
That's what's so great about Toys for Happiness. So many of our business members have deals like that, which is fantastic. We had on yesterday's program, Jonathan Brown from Jonathan Brown Electric.
Yes.
And we were talking about like a toy. Kids should always play with toys, right? It helps with their imagination. It helps with career pathing. And he says, what you're doing is you're providing hope to a child. Mm-hmm. Hope for whatever is their part of their future is you're providing hope. Hope that someone loves you, someone cares for you, mm-hmm. someone is cheering you on, and that the hope is it's going to get better the next day. And right. I'm like, boy, that was very powerful. And it is powerful. Because again, it is a toy. And let's be honest, everyone in this room, if our kids want a toy, we go and buy a toy and we get them what they want within reach. And we know some are not as lucky. And sometimes, especially given today's economic times, you just get behind and then you start to snowball.
Right.
And then here you go. Then you're in trouble. And then sometimes it's just a one-year thing. Sometimes it's 2 to 3 years. But what we also have seen, people that have benefited from a program like this also end up being a big supporter of a program like this, and then they really are all in because they know what it can do because they saw someone help them when their family just needed a little extra TLC this time of the year.
Right, right.
For sure.
Yeah, and I agree with that. You know, anybody who really gets to see what it's about, then I feel like they really support it and they're all in. So
Rose Shimoleski is with Empire Pizza. Rose, how many locations do you all have now total with Empire?
Well, we have 5, and we're opening number 6, in 2024.
Wow.
Nice. In the Pineville area.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's where the Old Bailey's used to be. I believe that's the name of it. We're going to be opening in there.
Right over the state line.
Yes, it will be our second location in North Carolina.
So you'll have 2 in North Carolina and then 5 in South Carolina?
4.
Four.
4 in South Carolina, 2 in North Carolina.
Trying to give you another one.
I know. It's okay. Well, I mean, you know what? There's always plans. He's always wanting to expand. Go big or go home, you know?
To be so good.
To your point a little bit, I mean, it is the pizza business. It's extremely competitive.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And you're going up against some very established national chains.
Yes.
But you all have found a way to find your niche right here in our area, starting with 1, and then you've just snowballed from there. What do you think is the success there at Empire Pizza?
So I really believe that it's about our customer service, but also being very particular in the kitchen part of the food as well. You know, giving good customer service, but also knowing you're going to get good food. If someone has an issue, you know, which happens because something happens everywhere, right? We have no problem remaking it, fixing it, whatever we need to do to make sure that our customer's happy and to have them keep coming back and knowing that we do care.
Right.
It's the variety, too, of what you have. I mean, you do have your traditional pies, but you also have your a unique spin on it. And we have one person in our family that's not a super picky eater, but they like to do something a little different. And we asked one time, and they were like, oh, yeah, we can do something like that. And we were like, oh, gee, thanks. Like, to your point, it's customer service going the extra mile.
Right, we do. And sometimes we have people ask for items that were on the old menu. And if we have the ingredients, we'll go, okay, we'll make it. You know,
that's really good. Do you think because you're so local and you focus so much on the customers, specifically to their needs, that that has been, again, part of your success and why you continue to grow? And is the hope to grow even more, to have more locations beyond just the Carolinas, or right now the focus is just within this region?
So right now the focus is in this region, north and south. I do know that he does plan on opening more. He wants to. And we have started franchising as well. So, well, marketing for that.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it is.
Busy.
I remember when I started with the company in 2017, and then all of a sudden, it was a couple months later, hey, we're opening a fourth store. And I was like, okay, because I had no idea what went into it. And then when we were doing the fifth store, I was like, okay, we'll just roll with it. So now people say, how are you doing a sixth? And I'm like, we always make it work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for sure. So, man.
And you don't have to recreate the wheel. Yeah. You know what works, and you go for
exactly.
it. Exactly. You know what you're good at.
We've worked very hard to get everybody to be on the same page and a team. And that way we know, our customers know, if they come to a North Carolina store or any store, they're going to get the same food, the same service.
Right.
And that's what I feel like is really the key of our success.
That's well said, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a brand now. People are familiar with it. Frustrating part sometimes with a brand when you go to it, and it's you want comfort. When you go for some, especially something like pizza, and if you go and it's not, you're like, oh man, and it's having to restart all over again.
Right.
You already have a built-in audience, and listen, what made you successful? You keep doing that, and a lot of companies seem to lose that mantra. So kudos to y'all for recognizing that, and
thank you.
Big shout out again to Empire Pizza, one of our many community sponsors, part of our 38th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. Rose Shemileski is with Empire Pizza. Don't forget, a new unwrapped toy at any South Carolina location. You drop it off, $5 off any
$20 or more.
$20 or more order. Dine in or take out, but you have to show the toy first and donate the toy as well.
Yes.
Rose, you guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose.